So this is Josh. You're listening to The Invitation. So for our prayer practice with the soul during this Advent season, again, using the prayer guide, 40 ways to spend 5 minutes with God that can be downloaded in our website, we're considering here how to pray in and through our soul. First, what is a soul? What does the Bible help us understand the soul is? I invite you to look at the introduction meditation that I wrote in the prayer guide that might help you to conceive and to become more familiar with what we mean when we pray in and through the soul. The unique thing you might notice there is it's not that we have a soul, but that we are a soul, and we are also a body. The question, especially for soul prayer, is not some disembodied spiritualist practice, but the integration, the wholeness of our whole self to find God with, in, and through, yet deeper than anything that is intelligible. Any particular thought, any particular emotion, any particular behavior. It is a soul deeper knowing. Prayers with the soul are in and through and with the mind, the heart, and the body, but beyond these intelligible parts of ourselves, the secret places. For this prayer practice, we turn to number 31 from the prayer guide. Read through a short passage of scripture 3 times. Center yourself in silence. Slow your breath and calm your thoughts before beginning your reading. Read each word carefully and slowly, lingering in the sound of each word. Return to this quiet rest. Between each reading, notice how the passage can help you settle down into your soul. Avoid trying to make anything happen and avoid needing to figure anything out with your mind. Trust the refreshment of being quiet and still. So for this prayer, I've chosen the Gospel of John, Chapter 1, verse 14, just one verse in the Message translation. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. So these prayer practices come out of the ancient practice of divine reading we call Lectio Divina. This first reading, we often are just trying to settle ourselves, allowing ourselves to let go of our need to make sense and our need to explain these things. So with this reading, I invite you to let go of that need to control and to find the love that is stirring within you, the love that is deeper than your best thoughts, your best emotions, and your best actions. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. So continue breathing slow and carefully, further releasing any need to control and explain. We return to the third reading of our scripture. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. Amen. So if the invitation has been of help to you, whether through one of our formation programs or through this podcast, I invite you to help us grow the invitation for a sustainable future. One of the greatest and easiest ways for you to partner with us is just to share the invitation. Help us get the word out. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email. You can find me at josh@theinvitationcenter. If you have any interest in any of our formation programs, please check out the formation page at theinvitationcenter.org and learn more about the School of Prayer or the School of Contemplative Listening. And if you have means and are able to offer a end-of-the-year financial gift, you can submit donations on our website. You'll find a link at theinvitationcenter.org. At the top right of the page, it says partner with us. The invitation is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donations are tax deductible. Until next time, in the language of the words attributed to Father Pedro Arrupe, may you fall in love with God and stay in love. And with that love, decide everything for you during this Advent season. Amen.